So here we are, the start of a new month and a new theme of abundance. Preparing for this morning, I could not help but think of how a couple of months ago at a worship associate meeting, one of our beloved worship leaders bravely offered how hard it can be to sometimes come into this space. He knows full well how the world is hard, hurting, harmful, and especially in the hardest, most hurtful or hurting times, we must name these tensions in this place. This person wants to be happy, joyful, full in spirit, and at times can leave here, his sanctuary, weighed down more than when he arrived. I understand this. I appreciate this, that tension that Frederick Buchner speaks so easily. Here is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Like a baby speaking out at the perfect time. Buchner ends this phrasing, this perfect sentiment, with a prayer for each of us. Do not be afraid. I don't know how to not name the weight of the world. You know this about me. Not if I believe we are carrying it somewhere within us, consciously in the arguments of the mind, let alone in our relationships, or quietly in the tightness of our backs or stomachs. But I never wish for us to forget or ignore or rush past the beautiful things. I pray I never leave us more weighed down, let alone afraid. So today, in honor of this person who didn't know I would be speaking of such things, as we introduce our theme for the month of November of abundance, rather than harboring on the abundant stuff in our lives, the abundant grief on our hearts, the abundance of busyness or absence or fear, today, only the good stuff. A reminder of the beautiful things and an invitation into the practice, the spiritual practice of waiting a little bit longer in the joy. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. This practice isn't always so hard for me because I'm given some tools on a regular basis. One way that I am buoyed in this world is how each Friday I receive an email from a website called Peace Is Loud. And from this, I get sent weekly doses of positivity, a rundown of all the things in the world that have been good, beautiful, life-giving, and what they call small victories in the week past. Let me tell you a few of what I gathered from the last week or 2 weeks. Some that I was introduced to and some that I was reminded of, things that got little to no playtime in the world of escalation and competition and argument, or at least that I could see. So here we go. Are you ready? Yes. You'll know some of these, at least, I hope. The first is that with help from Tesla and their solar-powered panels and batteries, electricity has been returned to children's hospitals in Puerto Rico. Tulane is offering a tuition-free guest semester program for students from universities and colleges in Puerto Rico who were affected by the storms. Want me to keep going? Yes. Yes. You are one of these wins, these small victories, you small child. In a win for animal rights, New York banned elephant performances in entertainment, including circuses and parades. California banned the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits from puppy mills. California legally recognized a non-binary gender option on state documents like driver's licenses and made it easier for people to update documents with their accurate gender identity. The Philando Feeds the Children Fund, honoring Philando Castile's work as a cafeteria supervisor, raised more than $85,000. And if that's not just an impressive amount, it is enough money to erase every St. Paul student's school lunch debt for at least a year. I'll give you a few from home. The other day, on Thursday, I got a phone call from a neighbor, from a church neighbor, who loves, loves, loves our sign, our banner out on the front lawn. And then when I dared mention the parking situation as an opportunity to apologize, this person said seeing all of the cars line up here throughout the Sunday brings her so much joy to know that people who are moving through the world like us are gathering together. I should just stop there. When I asked for some good stuff moments from all of you on Facebook this past week, we saw everything from seeing babies learn how to crawl and walk for the first time, children of color and little girls not taking on the costumes of white male heroes for Halloween, but dressed as superheroes that remind them of themselves. We heard of patient people at the checkout counter and celebrations of life when loss could have otherwise taken over. We heard of good dreams that elicited memory and a child who rode her bike with no training wheels for the first time and who was bursting alongside her parents for the first time with pride. And as if that isn't enough, just two more from the wider world. This one a bit heavier, but still a celebration. A white supremacist event at the University of Florida attracted only a handful of supporters and more than 2,500 protesters who drowned out his speech and caused it to end early. The best part of this, or that's not true, the additional appreciative part of this, a local brewery near the university hatched up a genius plan. Did any of you hear about this? To give free beer to anyone who would pick up two of the free tickets for the talk and then instead go to the brewery. The brewery owner said, "We unfortunately can't stop him from bringing his hate to Gainesville, but we can empty the room so his disgusting message goes unheard." And then last but not least, if you look at the cover of your orders of service, this one. People gathered for a picnic, spanning across, do you see what that is? The U.S.-Mexico border. As JR, the artist behind the event, described, people were eating the same food, sharing the same water, enjoying the same music, half of the band on each side, around the eye of a dreamer. We forgot the wall for a minute. Recently, a congregant said to me, this congregant who I will tell you stops in awe with deep surprise and appreciation for the color of a yellow umbrella on a dark day, who sends three-dimensional birthday and thank you cards, who listens for learnings and places of new understanding. This person said the other day, "I love connecting with people over beautiful things." At first, I admit, I thought rather amused and almost dismissing, "Of course you do." This person who I've seen do this out of habit, out of personhood. And then, rather embarrassed by my first internal response, I wondered, how do I like to connect with people? I remember a year ago when the world felt like it turned inside out. The grief we held, the way we met in this sanctuary with prayers that the world would somehow soften, with disbelief that such prayers and greater ones to come needed to be spoken. It has been easy for a year and longer still, if we think truthfully on the matter, to move through the world, bracing ourselves for the next ugly truth. The morning after the election, a woman greeted me outside of our home, she walking her dog and Tara and I putting Tobias in the car. I shot her a look of such distrust, a look of anger, just in case she was the one to blame. A certainty that I wouldn't dare assume we, strangers in this hard world, could be kind to one another. And as such, we have fallen into the habits, not this woman and me, but me and the world, all of us. The safe, relieving, exciting, gossipy, self-fulfilling, tall glass of water, no matter what side you land on, habits of connecting over sides. Disbelief, suspicion, hurt, and harm. I'm not blaming anyone for this, mostly because I'd have to get this soapbox out from under me before I could do so. But it's nice to think that we could connect with people over beautiful things too. To know that our body will still be taken aback by what seems to be a new normal of terror. This is important that it not feel normal, but also that it can still be taken aback by the color of a yellow umbrella. The meal at your table, the showing up of friends, of volunteers, by the music that makes an hour feel like a miracle. It is nice to be reminded that the world is both terrible and beautiful, that it doesn't have to be only other people who know how to live in that truth, that it can be you and me too. It does take a certain practice, though, a particular discipline these days. This from Lee Young Lee, entitled Blossoms. From blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought, from the joy at the bend of the road where we turned towards signs painted peaches. From laden boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowship in the bins comes nectar at the roadside. Succulent peaches we devour, dusty skin and all, comes the familiar dust of summer, dust we eat. Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin but the shade, not only the sugar but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite into the round jubilance of peach. There are days we live as if death were nowhere in the background, from joy to joy to joy. From wing to wing, from blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet, impossible blossom. My hope is that each of the ushers was able to hand out a greeting card to everyone this morning. And if not, there are more in the back for you to grab as you leave today. They should be blank inside. Just a simple word on the front, thanks. Today, I invite you to write a note of thanks. You don't have to send it, but if you would like for us to here, I am happy to make that happen. I want you to write a note of gratitude for something or someone that has reminded you of more than just the other kinds of things we are so typically saturated by, filled with, overwhelmed because of, those other abundant themes. I want us to remember, to name, to mark as worshipful, of worth, the beauty of this world, the small victories. Because life is good, to quote a friend of ours. A friend whose life, whose body, whose circumstance, whose release from this world could have broken or damned anyone else. But for him, friends and visitors, you would have loved this man, Andrew. Always in awe of the world, the word, the possibility, the connective tissue, the gentle but assertive unfolding of life. Always life is good, even in the midst of some of his hardest times. And it wasn't dismissive or hyperbolic. It wasn't sarcastic or naive. It was a habit of the heart that reframed every single interaction and truth. This painful thing, well, painful because life is good. And this takes away our ability to live with fullness, he would remind me. This broken relationship, life is good, that calls us wanting for connection, good for calling forth passion, even when it gets in the way. good because time allows for the possibility to begin again in love. I know I'm breaking the rules of today by calling forth the grief of Andrew's absence. But if we're only talking about the good stuff, how could I not mention him? The world is both beautiful and terrible. Life is good. This is the challenge of today. So write a thank you note. Write a note of joy today. Connect because of beautiful things and wonderful people. And maybe you'll write one each week of November in honor of choosing this kind of abundance. Maybe we can write one every day and see how the habits of our hearts, relationships, use of time, way of seeing the world changes. See how what we love can become carried within us just as much, nudging aside, stretching itself out into our bodies where all other kinds of abundance have made a home. I cannot go without naming the ways of the world. It wouldn't be responsible as your minister to our hearts, to our shared faith. So the challenge we must meet together then, knowing how much easier it is to name and see and be a part of the goodness of the world when we are in times of stability and ease, times that are not quite so easy to see in the near future, is to be present to that which makes us afraid or depleted or feeling hurt and find gifts, goodness, light, joy, even there too. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all its beauty, Hafiz asks? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too afraid. May we encourage the light. Receive the encouragement. Connect by way of beautiful things. And may you each know the joy and gratitude I find in you. Blessings and blessed be.